Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 160 for Wednesday, November 26th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Wednesday, taking some direction from the slightly softer Chicago soybean market. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $5 lower, January down $4.80 at $430.40 per ton. Weakness in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures overnight also weighed on canola, as did the upswing in the value of the Canadian dollar. The large U.S. soybean crop, favorable conditions for many South American soybean growing regions, and profit-taking on recent gains added to the bearish tone. The losses were exaggerated by the exiting of positions ahead of Thursday's U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, when U.S. markets will be closed and Canadian markets will be open. Though some support for canola came from reluctant farmers selling in Western Canada as they wait for better prices and the new tax year. Solid commercial demand for the Canadian oilseed and strength in Chicago soy oil futures were also limiting the losses. In the U.S., soybeans were weaker while corn and wheat were moving higher. Soybean futures were anywhere from 1 to 5 cents lower, January down 3 and a quarter cents at $10.47 and 3 quarter cents per bushel. Profit-taking on recent strong advances and ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. on Thursday weighed on values. A pickup in U.S. farmer selling due to the recent rise in prices further undermined the market. Generally favorable growing conditions in South America and the large U.S. crop were bearish as well. However, continued strong demand for the U.S. oilseed limited the declines. Corn futures were 2 to 4 cents higher, December up that 4 cents at $3.78 and a quarter cents, March corn up 4 and a quarter cents at $3.91 and a half cents per bushel. Fund short covering ahead of the U.S. Thanksgiving market closure on Thursday helped to lift the market. Talk that farmers in the U.S. will reduce the number of acres they plant to corn next spring was also bullish. However, the large U.S. supply situation and a slow overall export pace so far this year were overhanging prices. Wheat was 2 to 10 cents higher, March up 4 and a quarter cents at $5.62 a bushel. Worries about cool temperatures damaging crops in the U.S. and parts of Europe and Russia were supportive. The less than ideal weather could reduce global supplies of wheat next year. Strong commercial buying interest and short covering ahead of U.S. Thanksgiving further underpinned values. However, a lack of fresh demand for U.S. wheat on the export market was limiting the gains. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, November 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.